Hello, everybody. My name is Julien Stroecker. Today, I want to talk about Azure Resource Manager. Let's start with a presentation about me. So, yeah, I'm Julien Stroecker. As you can hear with my beautiful accent, I'm from France, living in Montreal now in Canada since 4 years. I'm also a Microsoft Azure MVP since 1 year now, and speaker and blogger. You can reach me at my Twitter if you have some question about Azure Resource Manager. So let's start with Microsoft Azure. We're here for that, I hope. Microsoft Azure, it's a huge stack of feature. When we talk about Microsoft Azure, we talk infrastructure as a service, platform as a service, software as a service. It's important to know that we can connect every features in the stack. Is not all about just infrastructure as a service or just platform as a service. We will see that with Azure Resource Manager today. Today we talk about VM because in the context we will deploy a SharePoint environment today. But this Azure Resource Manager apply for all these features. It's a very we have a lot of capability to connect each other. So in infrastructure as a service, we have the computing, the storage, the networking. You know that. And the platform and services, it's a huge stack, and you can deploy your own platform with this tool. 24 regions for the data center infrastructure, 19 online, plus now 2 in Canada the next year. Woohoo! So today I want to talk about context. How I use ARM in my day to day now with a huge client in Canada. We talk about a company in retail, around 22,000 employees. We start this project first when the CEO say, okay, we need a platform for the employees to download their payroll sheet. So we need to start a new project very fast and deliver a new portal on SharePoint. And we want to work with 2 external partners. I quote the CEO. At the bottom of the slide, I need it for yesterday. I think you already heard about that. So, in business need, my client wants a SharePoint development environment. So, because we have one partner who deployed website for SharePoint. So we need an environment for this partner to work, to start to work. Also, we need another environment for the internet developer with no impact on the first one. So we need multiple environments. So it's a good fit to script that. And we decide to script with Azure Resource Manager when I demonstrate to my client the capability and the powerful of this feature. So in high-level architecture today, and in this need, here it's very high level. We don't talk about each feature on Azure, but we have, as you can see on the left of the slide, you have the development subnet in the virtual network, the development and the Q&A environment. Let's talk about 4 VM for today: one SharePoint, one AD, one SQL, and one IDFS. So we need to replicate the same environment in development to the QA, and after that we need to deploy a production environment with SLA. That's why we have more than 4 VM in this environment. Also, my client wants only to have access to this virtual network, to this VM, just inside the corporate, so not from internet, but through the VPN site to site. So that's why we have my internet, no access at the top of the slide. So here today, and why I want to focus on this case, I want to focus on development aspect. So as you can heard, I talk about we need one environment, a development environment, and we need to replicate this environment for every partner or every people who work in this project. But we don't want only one development environment with some impact. Maybe one developer deploying a feature on SharePoint and we impact another developer if you have only one environment. So that's why we want to replicate the same environment with the same For example, the same AD configuration with the same GPO, the same SQL configuration, the same ADFS with the same claims, everything like that. So that's why today we use ARM. We want to replicate. I insist in that today. We want to replicate for example, for the internal developer for the company, but also for a partner who work on this project, another partner, another developer, and we can replicate as many times as you want. So we need to deliver the same environment, no matter the location subscription in Azure, with the same configuration in each deployment. I talk about AD, SQL, SharePoint. We want to be flexible. Maybe today this need is to have only one SQL on the environment, but maybe tomorrow we need to implement or to add another SQL or add another ADFS. So we want to be flexible. We can repeat this operation several times. Like I said, today in this example, we have two partner and two internal developer, but we can have another partner, for example. Give some access only on those resources. So it's the beauty of Azure Resource Manager. We can give you can use only one subscription, your enterprise agreement with one subscription if you want, and deploy maybe four development environment and give access only for this Azure resource group for John, for example, this other resource group for Joe, etc. So that's the beauty of this feature. And we want to share our deployment and configuration with our partners. So for example, I want to deploy this environment in my MSDN subscription, not in the enterprise agreement of my clients. So I want to do that with this script. So we want one script to do everything for us. Like I said, we need to deploy this script on any subscription we want. So our script and our strategy with that, we want to deploy all our Azure resources. So we talk about the VM, we talk about the subnet, for example, we talk about the storage account. We want everything all set for us. After that, we want to deploy our Azure domain. So we have our VM on Azure. We want now to deploy and configure the domain inside. So for example, contoso.com. We want to configure our domain and maybe create some account services. We want to join all the other VM, ADFS, SQL, and SharePoint in this domain. We want to configure our VM, maybe if you have some firewall rules, enterprise firewall rules, we want to apply this rule on this environment. Also, we want to install and configure ADFS, install and configure SQL and SharePoint. And we want only one script, I remember that, only one script to do that. And at the same time, we want to drink a coffee and wait for everything is done for us. So now it's time to have some demo about that. I will show you this demo, very basically environment of SharePoint with ADFS, SQL, Active Directory, and Active Directory. So let's start with that. I have all my resources. So my four VM, some NIC, some public IP. So that's interesting to know in Visual Studio. I'm not a developer, but I have to use Visual Studio sometime. When you have the SDK of Azure installed on your machine with the Visual Studio, you have a nice feature inside Visual Studio. On the cloud section here, you have the Azure resource group. So here, what I can do, I can create, for example, Azure Cron demo arm, create a new project. And Visual Studio asks, do you want some template? Do you want some help? Maybe you want to have a script with a virtual machine on it. But here for today, we'll start from blank template. And in the solution, we have a deployment template .json, the most important in this project. So here we have four things, the parameter, the variable, the resource, and the output. That's good to know. If you are here, I have a right click on the resources on the left panel on JSON outline. I can add a new resource and say, okay, I want to have, so for example, a virtual machine, a Windows virtual machine, and I want the name Azocon ADFS, for example. And here, he say, if you want that, you need to have a storage account. Great. So create a new one. Azocon storage junior add. After that, you need a virtual network and subnet. Perfect. Create a new one. Azocon vnet junior add. And you're good to go. Add. And he create for us our VM. He create also a network interface because we need to connect this VM to a virtual network. And also he create for us a storage account to deploy the VHD inside the storage account. So it's pretty simple. I can also add a new one if I want. Now I can say I want Azocon dash SharePoint, for example, connect on this subnet. And I want to use the same storage account. So add that one. And here, you can also play with the JSON file. So you have, like I said, the parameter. So the parameter will be able to you to let the opportunity to the user who use your script to enter a custom parameter. For example, you want to choose the user to name the VM as you want, or maybe to allow some values, say, okay, the storage account, we want to ask the user if you want to use the premium storage or the standard storage, maybe the data center. This is basically the parameter. When you use the parameter, you will let the user to choose for you the name of the VM, the name of the resource and the configuration. You also have the variables. So the variables is when you don't want the user use the configuration, but we need some, for example, my VNet prefix. I don't want the user to choose that. We want to force, when you use this script, to use the 10.0.0.0-16. And everything like that. We also have, for example, we want to use only for example, for the development environment, only the D1 or D2 templates. So is that. After, when you have that, you have, like I said, the JSON script. I can deploy my script to the PowerShell script I have in this folder on my solution, but I will show you that. You can also just copy your code here, go on your portal, and say, okay, I want a new template deployment. But if you don't find it, you can go on the marketplace and say template deployment here. Enter. It's the first one. You say, okay, I want to create a new one. Edit the template. And here, you can just pass your code. Save. And here, you have your parameter. Do you remember when I talk about the parameter in Visual Studio? Here, you have all the parameter to allow the user to apply the custom configuration. For example, the custom virtual network, the custom virtual machine name, everything like that. And the user say, okay, issues the subscription, the resource group, and create. That's pretty it. So back to the client context here, we deploy your own script. And when I deploy that, I have this bunch of resources. So we have, do you remember the high-level architecture on the slide? So here I have 4 availability sets, 4 VM, I have some load balancer, some NIC, some IP public, a VNet, a storage account. And like I said, the beauty of that, I can set, okay, in my subscription here, so it's an MSDN subscription, but in enterprise agreement, I can say, I deploy that, but now I want to just give an access to all this bunch of resources, just this one, at, for example, As administrator, you have other role if you want, just a reader or contributor. But for example, just administrator, and said, okay, I want to add as maybe owner, and we had, for example, slover.outlook.com, my coworker here. Okay, and that's it. Now, when Sébastien will connect on the portal.azure.com, he can choose my subscription and go through the resource, this resource group, and now he can, I think he's owner now, so he can create deleted new resources, he can use them. So that's the airbag features, that's the beauty of the Azure Resource Manager 2. And now, in the context, I want to show you something else. So in my client case, we also deploy a custom gallery. Here you just saw we create a custom script on Visual Studio, but very fast. Okay, I'm pretty sure it's not working, but in our context, we deploy, we test some script. We also version in our script. We have a version, I think it's 1.4 for development. We have another script for the QA because we apply some new rules. And we have also a script for the production environment. When we have this script, we deploy that on a Azure web app and say, so here is a demonstration with my talent of a developer. But the development team deploy a portal to deploy to give the capacity to the internal developer, the partner, with a login and a sign-in/sign-off from Azure Active Directory, for example, to say, okay, here, if you want to deploy on your environment this custom portal development environment, so development environment 1AD, ASP, SQL, ADFS, you can deploy to Azure. So it will launch a new tab with my subscription and push this JSON file host on the website to Azure normally. Okay, cool. I think this one will work. So yeah, it will push that. It's like when we done the copy and paste, it's the same thing. Yeah, there we go. It's work. So here we have our script. It's another script from the community, this one. But it's a good way to implement in your environment, in your company, a home portal when we don't want to share your custom configuration, because you can have some DSC extension on your Azure deployment. You don't want to share your domain name, your IP range, and something like that. So you can host your own website with some all your Azure deployed JSON file, and you can say to your partner to connect on that and use them. So that's pretty it. Let's. Nice thing to know, if you want to start with Azure Resource Manager, Azure.com, we have a great community on the community template, on the community section here, sorry, and template section here. You have a lot of examples, and today I use the Chapot one. Oh. And we have this one, it's 3 VMs, Chapon, SQL, and AD. And this one, it's the same thing with everything on double. So you can click on that. You have a description of the project, and it's the same thing. You can just deploy on Azure, and we open a new tab with a subscription. And you can use that. So that's pretty it. Thank you very much for watching. And thank you very much to take the time to understand me with my French accent. Hope you enjoyed it. Don't hesitate to reach me at my Twitter account, gu-stroh, Justro. And see you the next one. Bye-bye.